Can't believe they fined little E for cussing in NASCAR. That's how political correct this country's gotten now. You can't cuss in NASCAR. What next? You can't pee in the pool during synchronized swimming? They got a lot of that out in California, all that political correct garbage. I'm out there 4 months a year taping this TV show. I'm going to tell you this story. I got to eat this restaurant. I was living with a girl out there for 3 weeks till she found out I was there. But I met this other girl, and I wanted to take her somewhere nice. And she looked like Pam Anderson, all right, only Vietnamese. And we go to this restaurant. We go to this restaurant, and they wouldn't let me in. And I'm not saying everybody, but there's a lot of people think they're better than you are out there, all them rich, white, uptight Hollywood tofu-farting fairies. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sick and tired of them. That's right. They can kiss my hard rock, Dolph Lundgren-looking hind ends, what they can do. But they wouldn't let me into this restaurant. The guy goes, you got to be dressed properly to come in here. I go, I'm an American citizen. They're like, it don't matter. You got to wear the right clothes. So I took out my Constitution I always carry with me in the United States. I do. I got one in my back pocket, and I said, right there in the Constitution says I got the right to bear arms. Right there in the Constitution. Right there. All right. Get her down. That's right. That was a big kiss my ass to the Ponderosa Steakhouse right there. But they got all that political correctness out there. You can't smoke in a bar in California no more, which irritates me. It's a bar. You're not going in there to talk about Jesus and eat celery sticks. You know what I mean? Good Lord, people all irritated. They're running around. They're like,
you mean to tell me that we can't have one cigarette the whole time?
I hope nobody has one of them. I feel bad if they did. But that's funny, though. What's somebody mad at me in the back there?
Hey, kiss my ass, huh? Kiss my ass.
He tried to rush the stage. I got all them goofy TV shows out there, them reality shows. You ever see that? What is that, The Apprentice? Isn't that the dumbest show you ever seen in your whole life? It's basically a game show, all right? And first prize is a job. Who the hell wants to win a job on a game show? Good Lord, what's second place? Jury duty? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. There's another one right there. What the hell is this country coming to? They better not try to dress me up. That's all I got. There'll be a new show out next week called Black Eye on the Queer Guy, by God. That'd be the next show out. I ain't putting up with that, I'll tell you that right now. And all the political correct people get mad. You shouldn't do jokes like that. That's just very... You know what? I could care less if you're gay, if you ain't gay. It ain't my business. I don't care if you stick your carrot up your hind end and run around singing Looks Like Chicken Tonight. All right? I could care less. I tell you what, I'm sick and tired of hearing about it 24 hours a day. All right, do it, shut up. I got friends that like sheep. They ain't got a parade every Friday. You know what I mean? Good Lord. It's irritating. It's irritating. We trying to get to work and they blocking traffic every week with signs. We're queer and we're here. I'm straight and I'm late. All right? Get out of the street. It pisses my grandpa off, too. He rolled down the window. He was like,
y'all want to get your ass out of the street all night, can't it?
I